Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to a slightly different episode of Keeping Up Appearances, the luxury podcast. It's an executive bonus edition. This is an extra episode of the companion podcast for exploring the galaxy of Hyacinth Bouquet from the hit BBC sitcom Keeping Up Appearances. My name's Jonathan Vernon-Smith, and with me, having just finished doing The Electrics executively, is William Hanson.
Jonathan and I are here for a second time this week because we love Hyacinth's World and we want to bring you more. And indeed we love Hyacinth World, as discussed last week. As we reach the final series of Keeping Up Appearances, Jonathan and I thought we should start to discuss all those other extra bits we have seen of Hyacinth and her family to bring you a full bouquet.
So until the end of this podcast, we'll be releasing a second weekly episode exploring even more of Hyacinth's quirks and eccentricities. From interviews and outtakes to TV ads and children in need specials, there's much to discuss. So, what shall we be serving the bucketheads for the candlelit supper we'll call today's episode, William?
Well, we're going semi-commercial.
Of course we are.
Because we're going to discuss the adverts of Keeping Up Appearances and indeed Patricia Routledge slash the character of Hyacinth. Or not.
Or is it?
Yeah, or is it, as we'll come on to. So we've got sort of four things on our smorgasbord down the middle of the candlelight supper table today. We will start with the British Gas advertisement.
I did a little click because that was, I don't know if you, are you old enough to remember those adverts when they went out?
No.
You're too young.
No.
They all used to end with a flick of the finger and then the flame would come out of the thumb. Whoever was in those adverts, that was always the end of the advert.
Oh, okay. Very clever for the time.
Yeah, yeah, it was
yeah,
great.
Now it's a jolly, probably on your phone.
Quite.
Whereas at the time, very difficult.
Yes.
Well, we're going to, all these adverts you can see online, either on YouTube or on various Facebook groups, but we're going to play you the audio, Bucketheads, now.
Yes, it's not long.
It's not long. You've only 30 seconds or so. So
who knows? British Gas may decide to sponsor this podcast.
Or sue us. So we don't know. It could go one of two ways. We'll find out. Here is the British Gas advertisement.
Having the WA round for a soiree. Tricia Simpson's been acting like Egon Roney since she got a fondue set. So I'm putting my stall out. Popped into the British Gas showroom last week. Very struck with their range of new gas cookers. A young man sidles up. No interest right now, he says. No interest, I said. I'm not surprised. But that's the economy for you. Turns out he meant no interest if I had it on credit. So here I am. Tricia Simpson's butterbean whip. I wouldn't use it for grouting the bathroom. Don't you just love being in control?
Tricia Simpson's butterbean whip.
Quite.
So, what do you think?
Can I be a bit controversial?
Yes.
I don't think it's Hyacinth Bouquet.
Well, I don't think it could be. I think they've made some slightly deliberate make it not Hyacinth Choices.
Oh, interesting.
So you don't get into any legal trouble.
Oh.
That's why I think it's not Hyacinth.
Okay. Because Dame Patricia is such a good actress that I think what she's managed to do very skillfully in this advert is give the essence of Hyacinth Bouquet, but actually give her more of a Kitty feel. Because the way she speaks, the scripting of it and the intonation, I think is less Hyacinth and more Kitty.
Completely agree. And we are going to actually talk about those Kitty monologues from Victoria Wood another time. But just briefly remind people that don't know or tell people that know what we mean by the Kitty monologues.
Well, that was really, that was before Hyacinth Bouquet came along. And I think that was probably what first thrust Dame Patricia Routledge into my sphere of awareness. Because she used to appear on the Victoria Wood programme doing these monologues as Kitty. And she just would talk to the camera, and it was all very much, you know, a kind of flow of consciousness telling about her week or what had happened. But it was quite quick and quite snappy. And, of course, it suited Dame Patricia's brilliance because she was able to master the script and master the speed and the flow of the script. And it was just, nobody else could have played Kitty in the same way that nobody could have played Hyacinth Bouquet.
Yeah.
But that advert, the British Gas advert, to me sounds more Kitty than Hyacinth.
I would agree. I would say if you've got Kitty on one end and you've got Hyacinth on the other, I would say whoever British Gas Patricia Routledge is in between those, but just one notch closer to Kitty.
Yes.
And even the house, I would say, or the set, I would say is one level up from Hyacinth.
Yes, you're right.
It's a little bit more middle class.
Yeah, it is a little bit more middle class, isn't it?
And actually, what I was delighted, having, again, watched that advert numerous times, but when we were sitting down to watch it forensically for this, I noticed that Hyacinth, Kitty, Patricia, on the British Gas approved oven or stove, has the original Le Creuset volcanic orange with the wooden handle pans.
Yes.
Which I have, that I inherited from Granny.
Now, can we talk Le Creuset for a second?
Nothing would please me more.
Because I believe you know I have some Le Creuset.
Yes.
I know you have Le Creuset. In fact, when my late mother died, I took some of her Le Creuset from the kitchen. I hate it. Call me old-fashioned. It is a devil to clean.
But you love that.
My Le Creuset is a nightmare to clean.
Mine's tricky.
It's a nightmare. Yes. And to the extent that I now put off using it, because I know that if I do, for example, Delia Smith's chicken basque.
Yes.
In my Le Creuset casserole dish, I know that I will be scrubbing it with the pink stuff until midnight.
And you do have to use an abrasive cleaner.
My parents must be so proud. Who needs a footballer for a side? Anyway, but it's true.
You need something abrasive. We use the, you know, those metallic scourers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll use that. Or all the pink stuff with the J cloth.
Yeah. Drives me mad. Sorry, I have to put it out there. But when I saw her volcanic orange saucepans, all I thought was, that's going to be a devil to clean.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Patricia / Kitty / Hyacinth probably had to help with that.
It's true.
She mentions at the start, Trisha Simpson thinks she's Egon Roney. Mm. And I was like, well, who the heck's
Egon? Who's Egon Roney?
Did you know?
No.
Ah, well.
I knew you'd look it up for us.
I looked it up, yes. He was a Hungarian food critic.
Oh.
Who was sort of quite notable around that era and did quite a lot, supposedly, did quite a lot for upping the standards of British food. Mm. Ironically, obviously took a non-Brit to do that. I think we needed telling as a nation because we were famous for many years for quite rubbish food. And interestingly, and I found this specifically and I thought I'd tell you, in his later years, Roney acted as a food consultant for J.D. Weatherspoon's.
Did he?
Yes. And what I loved here, visiting outlets in his chauffeur-driven car, luxury, to ensure the onion rings were sufficiently crispy and the baked potatoes up to standard.
There we go.
It's very Hyacinth.
Quite. One of the other things that strikes me about this advert that is not very Hyacinth is that she's cooking very sophisticated-looking food.
Yes.
We never actually see Hyacinth Bouquet cook anything sophisticated.
She finishes off a cake,
doesn't she? Yeah, she kind of decorates a cake, doesn't she? But that's it. You never see her cooking anything. All the candlelit supper and the soiree and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, there's the outdoors, indoors luxury barbecue.
Yeah, but don't forget, as we said at the time, outdoors, indoors luxury barbecue, she only decides, she sort of conceives the idea in the morning.
Yeah.
And by the evening, she's produced that entire buffet.
Yeah. But you never see her cooking. Whereas in this advert, she's clear. I mean, there's at one point, she's producing puff pastry vol-au-vents.
Yes.
With king prawns in them.
Select Norwegian prawns, I hope.
I would imagine so.
Yes.
But yeah, so again, that just didn't strike me as being very genuine.
No, but she'd have to cook because that is the point of the advert.
Thank you for that. Yes, that's true. Also, she's wearing glasses. Because we have the moment with the where she's flowered her glasses.
Yeah, on the chain.
On the Larry Grayson-esque chain.
Yes.
She doesn't really wear glasses, does she? Does she
wear glasses? I think she wears sunglasses when she's coming out as the diva star to go on the QE2.
Yes. But you never see Hyacinth Bouquet wearing glasses.
No.
And definitely never on a chain.
True. Mm. And then when it goes into the sort of the dining room, this version of Patricia Routledge, her dining room table is not as nicely set as Hyacinth's.
No, it's not. And I had a feeling you'd have one or two things to say about the way it was set.
Particularly the napkins and the glasses.
And am I right in saying, and I always lay my table in this way, which I know is inappropriate and I know you wouldn't approve, but am I right in saying she's put the dessert spoons in the American style?
Yes, indeed. And of course, at the end of the Keeping Appearances titles, of course, Hyacinth is reading that etiquette book and then draws them down to the side, realising that above, it's not wrong, and it depends on the style and the tone of your dinner parties. It's absolutely fine for yours. But if you are to... British style, everything goes down.
I was about to say something nice. I was about to say, you see, I do listen to some of the nonsense you come out with.
I'm very touched. So we like this advert,
yeah,
but we don't love it.
No, I mean, it's a bit of fun, but it's not Hyacinth Bouquet.
No. Well, shall we talk about an advert that is more Hyacinth?
I think we should. Oh!
Oh!
I'd better get that. It's bound to be someone very important.
We'll be back momentarily after Jonathan explains to the caller that this is a private, slim-line, pearl-white telephone with no Oriental associations whatsoever.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Welcome back, Bucketheads. We're still discussing some of the Patricia Routledge and Hyacinth Bouquet adverts.
And we've done the British Gas advert, which was sort of very much a Hyacinth but not character. Now it's Hyacinth as Hyacinth in Wainy Elm. In fact, it's the only one I think to be filmed on the Keeping Up Appearances set. It's for the TV licence.
Yes, and I love this.
Let's have a listen.
Richard!
Yes.
Richard, dear, the TV licence. I can't find it, and I'm sure we have to pay it soon.
Yes, well...
I told you, we should have paid it monthly with that new scheme.
Yes.
What if it's run out? We'll be fugitives. The neighbours. They'll send round one of those vans. There'll be a show trial. Public condemnation.
Oh, that's what...
Oh, the shame!
It's all been taken care of. I've signed us up for the new monthly direct debit scheme.
Oh, why didn't you say so?
You can now pay for your TV licence in smaller monthly payments. Please phone 0272 22 6666.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
It's really nice. It's very simple. Very reminiscent, I think, of when Dad has been arrested. Remember that episode in series 4?
Yeah.
And she sort of got a show trial. It's going to be in the press. It was sort of quite that vibe. I don't quite know what era or what year this was done.
No, I don't know either. But it's just wonderful. And instantly you're transported to Wainy Elm, albeit, dare I say, and I don't mean to be picky, slightly wobbly set Wainy Elm.
Oh, really? Do you think it was thrown up?
I think it probably was thrown up, because there's a moment where Hyacinth is over by where the coat hooks are, and the whole wall is shaking. I don't wish to ruin it for you, but yes, the set is very wobbly.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I like the fact that she slams the door on Emmett.
Although, can I just also be picky, point something out?
You be picky.
Wrong doorbell.
Yes!
The doorbell goes.
It's not...
It's the wrong doorbell.
It's not Westminster Chimes.
Why did they use the wrong doorbell?
Maybe because it went on too long. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, yes, but
and
they
it's
wouldn't
a snappy have... advert.
Well, that's true, but it's the wrong doorbell. That bothered me when I saw that.
Yeah.
And what also bothered me...
Oh, it's a terrible advert.
Very negative about this, aren't I? But the fact that it's Emmett, who we know Hyacinth Bouquet adores and is always looking for an opportunity to show off to, she slams the door in his face.
Oh.
Why would she do that?
Yeah.
It's not true. She would make something up, wouldn't she?
She would.
To Emmett. She wouldn't just slam the door in his
face. Or laugh, cackle in his face and slam the door. Yeah. Slam.
Yeah. So
well, you've ruined it.
I know,
it now.
I'm sorry. It was a really terrible advert. No, I loved it. I did love it. And I also love the fact that I think it works
as
a TV licence advert, doesn't
it? Yes, because you start watching it. If that was on now, and we keep him appearances of us as well, you'd go, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like an advert until right at the very minute.
A much loved BBC programme that everyone would see, oh, yes, well, that is what my TV licence goes towards.
Yes.
And then Hyacinth Bouquet just reminding everyone that they should pay it by direct debit. It's fabulous.
It's great. Is it still a sackable offence for BBC employers not to pay their TV
license? Indeed it is.
Yes.
I believe it is, yes.
And have you paid yours?
Of course.
Yes, good.
By direct debit.
Really?
Every month.
You see, it's worked.
Yes.
Yes.
True.
The next one is, this is not really an ad, this is an advert to promote Keeping Up Appearances.
Yes.
From Australian television on Channel 7.
I presume this is well known to our Australian bucket heads.
Yes, and it's very quick, it's very snappy, but I think it's very clever. Have a listen.
Friday's here on 7. We'll get a touch of class from the queen of good behaviour, a Robin in the
chair.
No matter the occasion, you simply can't forget. Friday, 7:30 for the wisdom of Bucket.
Okay.
I think it's great.
It is. It's good.
So
it's
clever.
Yeah.
So clever. And I hadn't ever watched it until this moment.
No.
And I just thought we should just talk about it and go, well done, Australia.
Yes.
It made me want to go.
What, to Australia?
Yes.
Did
I thought, if that's what they're like in Australia,
Well, they do have a good sense of humour in Australia.
Well, you'd have to. Yeah, but it's nice.
Yes, it is.
It's good. That's it's all we good. Really have to say about that one. Just lots of nice, yeah, fun rhymes. Yeah. Final one is an advert for NVQs. Now, what does NVQ stand for?
National Vocational Qualification.
Lovely. And actually, I forgot to put this in when we were planning this. And
yes, you did.
You corrected me.
Well, but it's not widely available.
No.
You can't find it on YouTube. It's only because, and I should just mention, can I take this opportunity just to mention...
Go for it.
That I am a member of numerous Keeping Up Appearances Facebook pages.
Yes.
That are filled with bucket heads from around the world, many of whom listen to our podcasts, which is marvellous. And it was only because I was a member of that Facebook page that somebody shared this advert and I saw it. And it's the only place I've ever been able to see it.
And just before we listen to it, should we just describe to people what we sort of where it's set?
Yes.
Generic.
Pretty little suburban town centre, yes. I think.
And it involves Hyacinth and Liz. Mm. Let's have a listen.
Oh, oof. Hello. Oh, coffee in half an hour, Elizabeth.
Not this morning, Hyacinth. Sorry, I can't.
Did I hear you say you can't?
Not this morning, Hyacinth. Important day for me.
Oh?
My new job.
Job? You?
That's what I thought, until I heard about NVQs.
Not the Russian secret police.
The letters stand for National Vocational Qualifications. Ways of improving your job skills.
Job skills.
Gives everyone a second chance. And I do mean everyone. Even you could do it.
I can't have anything interfere with my candlelight suppers. I can't forego those for some menial little job. Oh, I wonder who this is, dear. Must be someone looking for me.
My new job.
A little education goes a long way. Call 0800 100 900.
It's a wonderful, really lovely advert.
It's a great advert. And I think in this advert, we get the true Hyacinth Bouquet.
Yes.
With a slightly different Elizabeth.
Yes. Mm. And different, because actually Liz is actually happy to see Hyacinth.
And, yes, and she's confident throughout.
She's very... Well, it's because she's got an MVQ.
She's got an MVQ. She's got a new job.
Yes.
She, in the status, in the hierarchy, it feels as if Liz has climbed that social ladder.
Yeah. Mm. And Hyacinth is still where she always is. And she's so patronising, Hyacinth. This job, you.
Yes.
Not just job, which would have been fine.
Yeah.
You.
Although, again, Liz gets her own back later on, doesn't she? Where she says, even you could get one. Which goes wonderfully over Hyacinth's head.
Yes, completely, because she's so livid.
Yes, and she's not got time to do an MVQ anyway, because it would interfere with her candlelight suppers.
Exactly. Yes. And also, she thinks there's an element that Hyacinth thinks that jobs are a little bit beneath her.
Yeah.
But you see, my late grandmother, she was very, very against women working.
Was she?
Yes.
Is this etiquette granny?
Etiquette granny. Unless that job was school teacher.
Right.
Nurse. Secretary.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was sort of pharmacist, I think, was okay.
Oh.
But that was it.
Oh.
Women should not work.
She would have got on marvellously with my late grandfather. Because he didn't believe that women should work either.
That's more problematic because he is a man.
Well, my grandmother, she got a job working for the electricity board.
Oh.
Do you remember the electricity board?
No.
Well, it was when we didn't have privatised electricity companies. We just had the electricity board.
Right.
That supplied all of our electricity. And they had shops where they sold electrical appliances like washing machines and tumble dryers. And my grandmother got a job at the electricity board shop in Boreham Wood.
Oh.
And my grandfather was so furious, he went to bed and turned all the lights off.
Turned all the lights off.
Yeah, he did. So when she returned home from work, the house was black.
Well, she could have the last laugh. She'd have the power switched off.
She didn't think of that one.
Wow.
Yeah. There's the nice line in there, isn't it, where they start talking about the MVQs.
Not the Russian secret police.
Yes, that's wonderfully Hyacinth.
It's great because now I looked up the Russian secret police because I thought, well, I went to the KGB.
Right.
Because I assume that's what it is. But there was a, before the KGB was called the KGB, and it's not called that anymore, but let's not worry about that too much. It was called The End Something or Other. So it's, I think it's a hybrid, but that was like going back to like 1910.
Right.
But it's a funny line.
Mm.
It's a nice
line. It's a
line.
Great one.
And then, of course, this beautiful chauffeur-driven car.
Chauffeur-driven car, do you know what it is?
Tell us.
I can't believe you don't even know what a car
is. Is it a Daimler?
No. Did you not even pick up the make of it?
No, it's dark.
William, you don't notice anything. It was a Ford Granada Mark III.
I mean, I don't...
And I looked it up. The registration number is L221MMX. And I looked it up and it was registered on the 7th of the 2nd, 1994.
Oh.
Yeah. But I can't find any record of it still being around.
You could buy it.
Well, that... Another car, another old heap of junk I'm going to buy.
Hyacinth World, going back to what we discussed last time, could have a car museum.
Yes, with all the
old
cars.
Where you go to see them. Like, I think there's a car museum in the Lake District, because I think I've been to it.
Mm.
And they're all there, including Chitty Bang Bang.
Did I tell you that, and again, this came up on Facebook, that the man who towed Onslow's car to the scrapyard... where it was finally crushed, contacted me.
And said, stop contacting him?
No. He commented on the fact that he was the person who was asked to collect. By this point, somebody had bought Onslow's Cortina.
Wow.
And they'd stored it in a field where it had just rusted away to nothing. And they finally decided to take it and get it scrapped. And he was the guy that was tasked with picking it up and taking it to the scrapyard. And at the time, he didn't realise that it was that car from Keeping Up Appearances.
Wow.
And he said, you know, if he knew, he wouldn't have done it. But yeah, he was the one, he pushed it into the crusher.
Oh.
So sadly, Onslow's Cortina is no longer with us.
Oh, that's a great shame.
I know, sad, isn't it?
Never mind.
Look, you've got over it.
Yes, I'm over it. But that's interesting. Thank you for bringing that car factoid into our lives. I was too busy looking up Egon Rohner.
Gosh, you were.
That's lovely. Well, what lovely selection of Keeping Up Appearances commercials.
They're lovely.
That we've had.
Yes. If anybody knows of any others that we haven't seen, do let us know, won't you?
Which of those four is your fave?
The MVQ.
The MVQ, yeah.
MVQ, definitely MVQ, yeah.
I do like the British Gas one, but I guess I like it for the dialogue and the sort of portrayal, but that's not, as you say, it's not very Keeping Appearances.
No,
it's Keeping Appearances adjacent.
Yeah.
Which is the point of these bonuses.
Of course it is.
Yes.
We'll be back on Wednesday for a regular episode where we'll be discussing the third episode of Series 5 of Keeping Up Appearances, Hyacinth is Alarmed. Until our deep psychic bonds and podcast feeds bring us together again, mind you don't brush up against any walls in the meantime. Cheerio, bucketheads.
Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.